You are listening to CKMS News on 102.7 FM, Radio Waterloo. I'm Dan Keller, and this show first aired July 10th, 2025. Kitchener is piloting a new free program this summer aimed to get kids outdoors and interacting with each other and with nature. The program, which started on July 2nd, is called Play in the Park and will run weekdays from 10 a.m. till noon until August 22nd at three neighborhood parks spread across Kitchener: Wilson Park, Morgan Park, and Zowski Park. In a press release, Mayor Barry Verbanovic said, quote, "Play in the Park will offer organized outdoor activities that encourage a greater appreciation of nature, our parks, and our environment. Some of the best childhood memories come from exploring the outdoors in the summer and discovering new things with friends," unquote. Play in the Park is a drop-in program which does not require registration. This show features an interview with Lori Polubeski, the Manager of Neighborhood Programs and Services at the City of Kitchener. Polubeski noted the program was not a drop-off and was encouraged by the intergenerational interaction that has been happening over the first 2 weeks the program has been running. Here is the interview.
My name is Lori Polubeski, and I'm the manager at the City of Kitchener. I work in Program and Resource Services.
Why is Play in the Park being offered?
Play in the Park is a new pilot program that the City of Kitchener is trying in 2025, and it's based on some feedback we received from the community. You know, some of it was around summer camp registration and not enough opportunities for all families. Another piece of feedback we heard is summer camp registration starts in March and not all families are wanting to commit to making summer camp plans that early. And also fees. Fees can be a barrier for participation in summer camps. They can be quite high. So with all this feedback, we looked around to see what other municipalities are doing and found two really cool models, one in Guelph and at the City of Hamilton, where we looked at what they were doing, what might work in Kitchener, and came up with a Made in Kitchener Play in the Park pilot project. The other thing we are hearing from parents is, you know, my kids spend so much time in over the screen, in the house. You know, how can we get them out and enjoy the many Kitchener parks that we have in our neighborhoods and get them out to interact with their peers? So that was another thing we were looking at when we came up with this model.
What kind of activities will be going on?
We have three basic elements every day. We have a craft, we have sports and activities, and then we have some nature opportunities too, where kids are exploring, you know, the surroundings, the nature surroundings around them. So it might be a turtle study. It might be volleyball and soccer. It could be a craft. So we try to include different elements in the program every day.
Now, the program has been running for almost 2 weeks already. How has the turnout been, and has any feedback been shared?
Turnout has been great. So we are getting about 100 people a day. When I'm saying 100, that's children or youth participating. But sort of what I didn't expect to happen is grandparents or parents are participating in the activities with their children and youth, or their, you know, whoever their family members are. So that's been really lovely to see, you know, grandparents maybe doing a craft with their grandchild. And that's been an unexpected plus. Feedback has been, you know, there's some questions like, oh, do we leave our children here? Is it supervised or unsupervised? So just clarity around it's, you know, not an opportunity, you know, it's not a daycare opportunity or a childcare opportunity. It's more of staff animating the park and providing activities for children to do.
Why were these three parks chosen? Were they targeted for socioeconomic factors, or what was the thinking there?
Yeah, there was a few reasons. One, the park locations have many amenities. The one at Wilson, for example, has the pool, the park, the splash pad. So we were looking at, you know, what the park amenities were, as well as for our staff, access to a community center for a washroom or, you know, emergency support should they need that. So there was a few items, but also those areas are in what we would think of lower socioeconomic areas where there's many housing complex. There are less opportunities for people to access summer camps. Those camps fill very quickly. So from a resource perspective, we thought to infuse more programming opportunities in those neighborhoods where camp registration and wait lists are so high. We saw that as an opportunity as well.
This is just a pilot program. What does success look like? And is the plan to expand this to more parks next summer?
You know, while the numbers have been great, success to me is not all about the numbers. Like when we're looking at, you know, my example today of sort of this intergenerational opportunity for caregivers and parents and grandparents to interact with their children, you know, that's successful to me. I think, you know, success looks like, you know, children going back outside to play in the parks organically where, you know, they're taking risks with a responsible adult there and they're, you know, solving problems and like learning how to work with their peers. Like there's that part that I think is really important that I don't think people understand, that an opportunity to access parks and to play naturally and meet new people, like that's a success for me too. Our plan to expand, I would love to increase the amount of parks in 2026. So, you know, maybe that looks like a park in the one park in the morning and an afternoon park. So, you know, increasing this in neighborhoods would be something I would love to look into for future years.
Is this a rain or shine type program? Like it's going every day, no matter what?
Yes, it's rain or shine. Now, it rained the other day and we have some tents. So, and another kind of cute story, a parent brought over another tent and, you know, they set it up. So we are rain or shine. Now, should there be thunderstorm or lightning or, you know, severe smoke or heat, we would cancel the program. But light rain, we're still running.
In closing, Paula Besky added,
I think that this is, you know, a free opportunity, you know. You know, in the economic climate and how expensive things are, especially camps, you know, private camps, you know, here's a few hours a day that folks can come out and enjoy some programming that's free of charge. I think that's quite an opportunity that we hope people take advantage of.
That was an interview with Lori Polobeski, the manager of neighborhood programs and services at the City of Kitchener. For more information about the Play in the Park program, visit kitchener.ca/playinthepark. This is Dan Keller for CKMS News on 102.7 FM Radio Waterloo. Thank you for tuning in. This program is part of the Local Journalism Initiative and is funded by the Community Radio Fund of Canada, Heritage Canada, and the CKMS Newsroom. Check out the archived versions of this program on radiowaterloo.ca/news. And listen to all the LJI content at frequencynews.ca. If you want to get in touch with comments or ideas about stories to cover, email us at news@radiowaterloo.ca.